Changes in American churches of all denominations have been apparent to commentator Meredith Gudger this year. She plans to go to a Methodist seminary in the fall, but she spent the last year driving around the country, visiting churches in as many states as she can. She isn't always happy with what she sees or hears.
I'm not one to lament the days gone by or bemoan a new generation of ideas, especially when it comes to progress in Protestant Christianity. But the current state of church music almost has me longing for the good old days. When congregations stand to sing, they no longer reach for their hymnals. Overhead projectors flash each verse on a wall in front of the congregation, like an eye test or a second grade handwriting lesson. New church leaders proclaim, "Those stuffy old songs aren't the language of the people. We need to bring in new music to reach a new generation." Apparently, the language of the people is now first grade English, and the new generation is mindless as sheep. A middle-class college town congregation sings, "Your name is Jesus," 4 times in a row. I can't bring myself to add my voice to the others. Jesus knows what his name is, and us telling him all about it is a waste of time. "I am not worthy," another song says, for another 4 lines. Apparently, the creativity of Christians has diminished so significantly that one uncomplicated line is now considered plenty of material for a song. I wouldn't be surprised if one day soon, words flashed in front of me read, "The Bible is right, screw the rest." 4 times in a row, of course. Traditional hymns not only use multisyllabic words, they express a complexity of ideas. One traditional hymn celebrates the gift of endless love. "What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and grief to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer." Another challenges us to work for justice, asking, "Are ye able to remember, when a thief lifts up his eyes, that his pardoned soul is worthy of a place in paradise?" 4 lines of "I am not worthy" are an inexcusable substitute. New music doesn't have to be crap. Just as God didn't stop after the biblical canon was closed, the creation of sacred music didn't end when Handel finished his Messiah or Charles Wesley polished off his 7,000th hymn. Many creative, honest people are still expressing their love for God through spiritually stimulating music. The United Methodist hymnal is peppered with 100 hymns written in the last few decades. But these newer hymns go unsung because our hymnals are closed, stacked in some dusty corner, away from the projector's glare. Our generation is not the first to struggle with the reality of the divine, the lessons of the Bible, or the purpose of our lives. By scrapping old hymns, we lose the wisdom of those journeymakers who went before us. We neglect the complexity of our faith, glomming on to a prefab formula. Without the tradition of our faith, we become nothing but irrational Bible shouters, repeating the same phrases over and over and over.
Meredith Gudger plans to go to Drew Theological Seminary in the fall.